Library Joint Powers Finance Committee meeting to order on August 22nd. Do a roll call.
Citizen English.
Here.
Councilmember Terrazas.
Here.
Councilmember Termini.
CWOL.
He thinks he's got a Capitol Council meeting, but he doesn't.
Well,
I checked on that.
Okay, good.
So that's what it is.
The first item is to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimously approved. Approve the minutes of the May 20th meeting.
Motion to approve the May 20th minutes.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved. Oral communications. Does any member of the public wish to make any comments? Somebody's on vacation. Seeing none, we will move on to staff reports.
Let me change the date around enough.
I have no questions from the staff reports.
I have some questions, but since Marcus isn't here.
Go ahead and ask him. We'll see what I mean. I actually just want to make one comment.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says books, and it looks like we left a bunch of money on the table. We really didn't. There's unrealized money we thought we were going to get from income donations and things like that we didn't get. We actually were underspent by $296.
Oh.
That is incredible, phenomenal in the book buying industry because you're constantly dealing with discounts.
Wow.
So. Absolutely amazing. I just want that for the record.
Great.
For the record, are you noticing that the price of books with digital media, is that lowering the cost of
no,
print?
No, it's bringing it higher.
It's bringing it higher.
Because we are getting charged more for e-books than the public is.
Are we purchasing more digital? Are we expanding
yes.
that? So that's is
yes.
that lowering the cost because you're formally buying more print?
No,
no.
It's actually bringing it up higher.
The total
cost of
acquisition is higher?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I was puzzled that the MOE contributions came in under plan. Did we expect?
We knew that.
We knew
expected it to be under by about $35,000, which is pretty much exactly what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other expenditures line, it's got to be. It's a big enough number that I'm thinking maybe we ought to. If there's some big pieces of that, we ought to know what they are. It's $1.2 million total for the year.
Maybe we were.
Just roaming around.
I like that shirt.
Thank you.
Well, you do have the detailed
one. Capitola, pick one up.
Thought maybe you went to the Capitola Council meeting that you're not having.
No. Not tonight. That's our one night off a year.
And look what I make you do.
That's okay.
We're looking at the snapshot financial report. I've just got a couple of questions on it.
You do have the detailed report, so mm-hmm. I mean, my suggestion would be to take a look at that and
mm-hmm.
see if there's certain areas that. The other things are, they're things like supplies, training. I mean, it's a lot of different places. So unless there's something in particular you'd like pulled out.
I'm just saying, if there's a material difference. Material meaning significant enough difference between the plan and the actual, I think it would help to footnote explanation for it. So it looks like the year end on that other expenditures line came out $330,000 under plan or thereabouts, if I'm looking at this correctly.
It's
20%.
I
mean, that's a big number. And I just think that if there's a major contribution or two to that number, it just helps to.
And there is. It's library functional supplies, which was the money that was intended to be used for CLS, the shelf ready,
mm-hmm.
the processing of materials to make them shelf ready,
mm-hmm.
and that didn't materialize this year until the very, very end. So that's the big one. That's $137,000 that didn't get spent.
Okay.
So that's your big amount that right there.
Good. Okay.
So.
And then on the long-term debt, at one point we talked about paying off the long-term debt.
Yes, we're going to.
So we're
going
to do that.
Yeah, we're doing that this
fiscal
year.
Fiscal
this
year.
Is just, we're just.
Got it? Okay.
Marcus has been at
six
bargaining tables.
Yeah. Well.
And he's still at.
We don't have that many. Oh.
one more, actually we have two more, we have to go back to Tim. So he's got two more, I mean, it's eased up a little bit, but they're pretty much at the last one. But he's been swamped.
Okay, David, you didn't have any questions?
I don't have any questions.
Financials?
And actually, even if we had paid it off, it wouldn't show here because that's this fiscal year that you authorized that.
Got it, okay.
And I'm sorry we don't have the July report.
The fiscal year 12-13 budget update, Nathan?
That was 12-13, that was last year. I actually took that off the final agenda because it's really in here. We ended the year really well, as we kind of knew we were going to.
Right.
So last year's budget is fine, and this year's budget, we're just getting started. So
I think it's overall some very positive results. I mean, you look at where we've been over the past several years, and this is just really going in the right direction.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. Finance Subcommittee Charter. Have you received suggestions from anybody other than yours truly on how to do this? Do we have a consensus yet on what might be there?
We looked at it a couple of meetings ago. I made some changes based on what was discussed then, sent it back out, and basically haven't heard anything, which is an indication to me that everybody's okay with it. I kind of tested it a little bit because there is interest by another board member to be on the committee. Martha would like to be on the committee. And so I went, okay, do our guidelines tell us how that happens? So I went there, and I looked. The LJPB may fill vacancies on the committee, and technically this committee does have room for four people. And actually it says that the minimum number is three and a maximum of four. So the LJPB will appoint members of the committee. So I felt like that it is there that the board at its next meeting could appoint Martha to the committee if
sure.
she's interested and the board so chooses to
so
keep it on the agenda.
So we put that on the agenda for the board meeting?
It is.
It's on the agenda.
It's on the agenda. All right. Two wording issues that I had in this version. On the first page under responsibilities, there's a phrase in that first line, the committee acts strictly in an advisory capacity in that it has no authority except the responsibility to provide. It seems to me that the statement that it acts in an advisory capacity is sufficient, and the rest of those words just are kind of redundant with the fact that it acts in an advisory capacity. So it seems like we could simplify that by taking those words out.
I'm pretty sure the wording came from Capitola.
Okay.
So sure.
Which doesn't make it absolutely correct.
I wasn't making a pejorative statement. I was simply making statement that that's where it came from.
Yeah. Yeah.
In case there's some sort of. But so how about the committee acts strictly in advisory capacity, providing unbiased reports.
Yep. Yeah.
With the responsibility to provide.
No, or just to provide unbiased reports.
What bullet are you looking at?
I'm looking
responsibilities.
At the responsibilities. The first paragraph on the responsibilities.
Okay.
Just trying to simplify it if we can simplify the wording. And so the word after the word capacity, we take out in that it has no authority except the responsibility.
How about the committee acts in an advisory capacity only? I guess strictly says that.
Yeah.
I might just make it clear. I think that may have been
cobbled
together by me, actually.
The committee acts.
I wanted to make sure that everyone knew that we don't necessarily pass anything create and accept recommendations.
Yep.
So the committee acts in an advisory capacity only, period.
Or to provide.
To
provide unbiased reports.
Yeah, to provide unbiased reports or to advise the LGPB on potential.
Okay.
The committee doesn't provide the unbiased reports, right? What we're doing is supporting the production of the unbiased reports. Is this taken from something else that was used in Capitola for a similar type of committee?
Yeah, well, it was for our Finance Advisory Committee.
Okay.
And
was the finance
it was, we provided, reports is kind of a strong word for it.
Yeah.
It was recommendations more than anything else by the use of reports generated by city staff.
Well, the way it's worded is reports on assigned projects is the way that these words read. So
And providing an unbiased report is merely a recommendation, whether it's written over five pages or whether one of us stands up and tells them what we did.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Knowing that you won't do the report.
Certainly not.
Yeah. That's what I want to make sure.
None of us need more homework.
Yeah. Okay.
Fine with that bad edit.
And on the next page, item six at the top, the words with or without cause. What is that? I mean, if this is your fault, what's the thinking behind it?
That means at their will.
Yeah.
At the will of the Joint Powers Board,
mm-hmm.
they can either fill the vacancy or not fill the vacancy.
Or they can remove somebody.
Or in this case, it's remove a member.
And they may remove a committee member as well
mm-hmm.
and not have to give a reason.
And is that a typical public agency type of empowerment?
It should come to some of our meetings.
Yeah.
I would think that
sometimes
you might,
it needs to be done.
Needs to be yeah. done, but you don't want to, by giving a reason, could be embarrassing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's good. I can understand that. Okay. That's fine. So that stays as it is.
Okay. I can make that change and take it.
So that would go to the board?
Does it require a vote to remove someone? A full vote of the board to appoint and to remove? How does that work?
It requires an action by the board
yeah.
to either
okay.
yeah.
install
that,
or deinstall.
The fact that it's not given to the board chair, it's given to the board itself.
Yeah.
The board can only take action by majority as defined in its charter. So I would think that's what I assumed.
Yeah. I mean, that seems fair to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Have you ever seen that happen?
Yeah.
Where there's got to be a
never really gets to that point. Usually
someone is
relegated to have a heart-to-heart conversation and we see it resignation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. No written communications?
No, didn't have anything.
Okay. Calendar? Next
okay.
meeting?
Okay. Calendar. We did make a feeble attempt at a regular time. I think we tried for the third Thursday, and you had something, softball.
Yeah,
I think.
Softball, I canceled today.
You generally have council meetings on the third Thursday.
You're the second and fourth.
August
is very good.
why are we moving away from, we normally met on Mondays.
Marcus can't make a particular month, the fourth Monday of the month.
How about the second Monday?
That's right after the board meeting. Do you want to go for the third Monday?
Sure. Yeah, we work traditionally
okay.
on
Mondays.
Too
early and we don't have the reports yet.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So, and he was supposed to give me his calendar before he left.
Because I understood that whatever he was doing on those Thursdays was going to be concluded.
On the Mondays?
On the Mondays.
Yeah, it apparently hasn't.
Oh, okay. That's what
it's
I understood.
It's on some board.
Last.
So September 16th, that would only be a week after the board meeting this time, but would you like to try for the third? Typically, it would be 2 weeks after the board meeting.
Normally.
Have these typically been held monthly or every other
month?
Bi-monthly. I mean, could you?
We could look at doing
that.
That
might be something that would be.
We only need to meet quarterly.
Yeah. I mean, I think we were meeting monthly when we were having this turnover
right.
on our finances and kind of really looking at what the budget implications were of the different service models.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, I mean, I think, you know, whether we kind of look at pushing out our meetings or not, will we have a little bit more content to discuss each time now? That might be more my preference.
So if we went to every other month and looked at the third Monday, that would make it October 21st.
I love it.
And I will December is probably not. Oh no, it'll be December 16th. That's still early enough. I will double check the dates with them. Looking at February 17th, that's going to be a holiday. It's going to be President's Day.
November? We don't meet.
February.
Oh, February.
Well, we're just, the agenda item is just September through December, so we can kind of revisit
okay.
future dates as needed.
And I'm going to Guatemala again, so I'm moving the board meeting in February. I'm just giving you a heads up.
So the next meeting?
Meeting would be October 21st.
That's if we vote on that.
That's right.
Vote on what?
Moving the board meeting.
Well, or I won't be here because I've already got the ticket, so.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some traveling in the fall, so I'm just trying to.
Okay.
I think October 21.
October 21 and December 16th, and I will.
December 16th, I know I'm not going to be here, but.
We'll work on Dick's schedule, too.
Well, maybe
don't
Martha
have to worry about it. I mean, as long as
Martha may be back.
Yeah,
so
Martha's part of the gang.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's true. Yeah. And life goes on.
Well, you still have to do with two. Once Martha's on, you're going to need three.
No.
If you have four,
yeah.
And two is not, at least half a person would need to be here. So, okay.
That's why even autumn was working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to just thinking about that. We haven't voted yet on, I guess, whether any of the revisions for the one guidelines. But that would be one thing: what to do in the event of a tie. If you have four members,
well, you're just revising, so it's not.
No,
you'd send a recommendation to the board with a split vote.
Split vote
is what I would think. You see it happening.
Any other business?
So, do we with the changes to the finance committee charter? I mean, we didn't really vote on it.
Do we need to vote?
No, but I just say I think we just amend based on the discussion, and I support it. I mean, I think
we need to bring that to the.
I'll take it to the board.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a schedule.
It's on the agenda for the board.
Yeah.
So it's going to the board with full recommendation of all three members.
Yeah. And we're in Aptos this month.
Yes. And
yeah, thanks
for the new screen.
That's my schedule. Was Aptos first, so.
Oh. Yeah. Thanks for your work on this, Dick. Getting all of the committee charter.
Well, I think Teresa's done most of the work on it in reality.
Yeah.
And Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a kind of an aside. It's going to be on the. Never know if workers' comp belongs in finance or just telling the board about it.
Both. The workers' comp rates certainly should come to finance.
The rates are what they are. I mean, I don't have any.
They are what they are. I know that.
But we did really well.
Did they go up dramatically?
No, they haven't changed at all. Mm. And we're doing extremely well.
Great.
We had no indemnity claims this year.
None.
Right. We've had claims, but no indemnity claims, and those are the big ones.
Right.
Shall we adjourn the meeting, and if we have any further discussion? So, the meeting is adjourned.